It belonged to nature, then it belonged to man, now it belongs to nature again, after one of the largest projects of its kind. The Skjern River Delta in West Jutland in Denmark has seen many changes over the last few decades. Originally, it was a wetland area used for grazing cattle, where man and nature coexisted. But around 50 years ago, all that changed. Marianne Linnemann is a land architect for the Danish Forest and Nature Agency.
When you change grassland to intensive agriculture fields, the wildlife will disappear. There's no food for the animals and the plants will disappear because they harvest and so on. So it was bad for the wildlife.
That happened in the 1960s, but 20 years later it all changed again. Why is that?
The process and the discussion about if we should change the area back to nature again, it started by the end of the 1980s. And it was because many river valleys in Denmark was changed during the last 100 years to agriculture fields, which, as I told you, was very bad for the wildlife. So the Danish parliament wanted to give some of the areas back to nature. And the areas that was the most easy to restore, it was the river valleys. So here in the Skjern River Delta, we have changed half of the area they drained in the 1960s. So we today have a nice nature area, which are 2,200 hectares of wetlands.
Now, how did you go about reclaiming this land back to its original state?
We took the maps from 1878 and looked how the river were meandering before human came and changed it. And we dig it out with excavation machines. It is maybe the biggest project in the Northern Europe when you are talking about river restoration and wetlands, because we have digged out 43 kilometers of new riverbeds and moved 2.7 million cubic meters of soil to make these new riverbeds.
And where did you put this 2.7 million cubic meters of soil?
Yeah, we put it, of course, in the canal because we didn't need them any longer, and because of all the cows who today are grassing on the meadows, it was necessary to fill in all those canals with the soil.
How long did that restoration project take?
The process took 12 years and the excavation work took 3.5 years.
And how quickly did the wildlife return to the area once you'd finished the excavation?
Yes, it's amazing. Just 2 days after we have changed the water from the canal to the new river, we saw the birds coming down from heaven and they couldn't resist all the water they could see from the heaven.
And having come down that first time, did they like it here and decide to stay and keep coming back?
They liked all the food that were underneath the water level because there was crops and there was plants from when we had those fields here. When they first had been here once, they wanted to come back again, yes.
And if you were to come bird watching here, what sort of birds might you see?
Oh, we see a lot of birds. If we count them all, we have counted more than 250 different species. But the birds we see most of, it is the water birds and it is the ducks especially, and the swans and the geese.
That's Marianne Linnemann from the Skjern River Delta in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.